阿们。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin tonight's service.
唱诗522首。
Please sing hymn number 522. Peace to you all.
感谢主，有一个机会再回到 Phoenix 教会来帮忙联恩会。
Thank God, I have been given this opportunity to once again come here to Phoenix Church to help.
我想这次联恩会来用喜乐当主题，能来跟大家一起学习。
And for this spiritual convocation, I like to use the theme of joy.
我们活着，大家都很希望活得很快乐。
And as we live, most people wish that they can live a happy life.
而且很多人把快乐当作一个目标去追求。
And many people pursue this goal of happiness.
那我们常常发现，当快乐当目标去追求的时候，反而得不到快乐。
But we often find that as people put this as their goal, happiness, it's something they cannot seem to obtain.
因为好像说借着买东西。
For example, if a person were to try to gain happiness through buying things,
有一时的那一种快乐。
There's a moment of happiness.
但是一下子那个又没有了。
But it's fleeting.
那有的人就开始喝酒。
And so other people turn to alcohol.
有一时的快乐。
And again, there's a moment of happiness.
那过来又没有了。
But then it's gone.
那酒没有办法快乐，接下去就用 drug.
And then so after alcohol, they turn to drugs.
那有一时的快乐。
Once again, there's a moment of happiness.
但是带来很多痛苦。
But it brings a lot of pain and suffering.
所以世界上人在追求快乐的过程当中，常常后果就是很多的痛苦。
So many people who try and find happiness in this world, they end up suffering.
但是圣经说神的国特色就是喜乐。
But one of the special characteristics of the kingdom of God is joyfulness or happiness.
就是信主归住神的国里面，我们要过得很喜乐。
So when we believe in God and return to Him, then we will live a happy life.
那怎么过得很喜乐呢？
So how do we live this happy life then?
如果我们从圣经看起来，喜乐本身不是一个目标去追求。
If we look from the Bible, happiness is not a goal that we should attain.
喜乐是我们照着神的旨意来生活所结的一个果子。
Rather, joyfulness is the result of us obeying the words of God.
但如果我们把神摆在一旁，要追求喜乐就没有了。
But if we put aside God and try to only attain this happiness, we will find we cannot obtain it.
好，那我想用腓立比书来跟大家一起学习。
Let's look at the book of Philippians.
今天晚上我们来学习第一章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书的主题就是喜乐。
And the topic or theme of the letter of Philippians is joy.
而且保罗在讲喜乐的时候，他讲得很有分量。
And when Paul was writing about this, he was very enthusiastic.
很有分，他讲的有 carry
weight. There was a much weight behind his words.
为什么？
Why?
第一个，他不是讲理论，他是讲他的体验。
Because it's not, he's not using logic. Rather, he's talking about his own experience.
如果我们讲理论，那这个理论本身是不是行得通？我没有体验的话。也很难证明。
Because even if we have logic, if we don't experience it, it's very hard to justify.
这是第一点，他讲喜乐是有分量。
So first, because he has experience, this lends weight to his what he writes.
第二个。
Secondly,
当他在讲喜乐的时候
，when he's talking about joy,
他不是在讲。人生最巅峰、最成功的时候才有喜乐。
He's not talking about the joy that humans receive when they are successful or at the peak of their success.
这是他在人生最苦难的时候。
We find that it is when he is supposedly at his most suffering, his lowest point in his life.
就被关到监牢里面。
He was imprisoned at this point in time.
他写出他的感受，充满着喜乐。
And yet, while he was imprisoned, he was able to write his experiences of joy at that time.
所以就因为这两个原因，当保罗在讲喜乐的时候，这个喜乐是值得我们来学习的。
So because of these two reasons, we find that this joy that Paul writes about is worthy to learn from.
那保罗在腓立比书里面谈到喜乐，他谈三个阶段。
And there are three different parts to this joy that Paul writes about.
第一个阶段是从第一节一直到十一节。
The first part is from verse 1 to verse 11.
如果我们要喜乐，要关心教会的圣工。
The first is, if we are to be joyful, we have to worry about or take care of the holy work in the church.
我们先来看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。第四节。
Verse 4.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, verse 4, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy.
使徒行传16章在记载，保罗宣道旅程当中，借着圣灵带领，把福音传到欧洲，第一个教会就是腓立比教会。
So, when Paul was led by the Holy Spirit, the first church he set up in Asia was in Philippi.
然后在第一章里面
And in chapter 1、
保罗在写这个书信的时候他已经是传道的末期、
When he was writing this, it's near the end of his the days、
所以时间上来讲他已经、已经很久以前的事情了
So from this point in time, from setting up the church to the writing of this letter, it's been quite some time.
那从距离上来讲，也是几千里啊，都是外的。
And where he was imprisoned is quite far from the church in Philippi.
但是圣经说，他每逢为腓立比教会的祈求的时候，是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
But we see that in every prayer of his, he makes requests with all joy.
那为什么会很欢喜
？So why is he joyful？
第三节
，Verse three。
因为从头一天一直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。第五节。
Verse five， sorry， for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now。
就是从保罗传福音给他们那一天，一直到保罗在写信的时候，保罗不断的得到一个好消息。这个教会很热心，很同心在传福音。
Because we see that from the very first day that Paul set up this church to now, he keeps hearing the good news that the church in Philippi continues to preach the gospel.
所以第六节，我深信那在心里动了善工，也要祝福，让你这个工作能够做完。
So we see in verse 6, he writes, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ.
所以保罗的喜乐就是从他关心腓立比教会的圣工来的。
And so Paul's joy came from him observing and being worried, caring for the holy work in the church of Philippi.
如果他没有关心腓立比教会的圣工，那腓立比教会圣工兴旺，他也没有感觉。
If he did not care about the holy work at Philippi, then he would not have any attitude towards that church and its progress.
因为他有关心，有放心下去，所以他发现这个圣工开始好像发芽在成长，他就觉得很喜乐。
But because he cared for that church's progress, he put his heart into it. And so we see that when the church grew, his heart was he became joyful.
我们当传道大概每六年要搬家一次。
For us pastors, every 6 years we have to move.
那我们在一个地方住六年，一般都有感情了。
And so, when we live in a place for 6 years, we have feelings. We establish some roots there.
所以有时候我们就听到，我们过去负担的教会，现在圣工很发展，我们就觉得很喜乐。
And so, for us pastors, when we move on, and then we later hear about the church we were once at, that they've grown, it brings joy to us.
那如果没有那个感情在里面他的圣工发展跟我没有关系啊。
But if we don't have any feelings towards that place, then whether or not that place grows, it doesn't affect us.
所以即使我们在同一个教会，如果我们没有放心在教会的圣工，你教会发展 我们没有感觉。
So even if we were to live in the same place for a long period of time, if we don't put our heart into that church, it won't matter to us whether or not that church grows or not.
但是如果我们放心下去，
But if we put our heart where that church is,
发现教会圣工的成长就是我们的满足。
Then we find that we will be satisfied when the church grows.
那这个心从哪里来？
So where does this heart come from?
第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
Verse 8, for God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
保罗会想念腓立比，就是因为他有耶稣基督的心肠。
So Paul longs for the church at Philippi because of the affection of Jesus Christ.
也就是有主耶稣的爱。
Which is the love of Jesus Christ.
那这样啊，腓立比教会的圣工发展啊，他才会有感觉。
And so this is why Paul experiences much with the growing of the church of Philippi.
在教会也是一样啊。
And so in church it's the same.
当我们大家都被神的爱充满。
When we are all filled with the love of Christ.
那我们看到神所爱的人，我们就很喜乐。
Then when we see those who are loved by God, well, we will receive much joy.
但是如果我们没有被神的爱充满，
But if we are not filled with the love of Christ,
我们来到教会，我们看到弟兄姊妹也没有感觉。
If we come to church, we won't feel anything, even though we see brothers and sisters gathered.
有没有慕道者，我们也没有感觉。
And we don't care if true seekers come or not.
因为没有爱在里面。
Because there's no love.
但如果教会被神的爱充满，
But if we are filled with the love of Christ,
我们会去关心。
Then we will care, we will worry.
然后我们看到教会的成长就是我们的喜乐。
And then, when we see that the church grows, it becomes our joy.
这是保罗本身的体验。
And so this is the experience of Paul.
那保罗关心腓立比教会啊，他做了什么事情？
So Paul cares for the church, but what else has he done?
当然除了他去开拓传福音给他们。
Of course, he began the gospel there. He began preaching the gospel there.
看第三节刚刚读的。
Let's look at verse 3.
第四节。
Sorry, verse 4.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Verse 4. Always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy.
所以我们对教会圣工的关心，我们爱教会那个关心，有一个很有力量、很有果效的方法，就是常常为教会祷告。
So to care for the church, to help the church, there's a powerful way, which is to pray for it.
因为如果祷告多了
，because if we pray much,
有神在同工
，and God is working with us，
我们就发现带领人来信主不是很困难。
Then we'll find that bringing people to God is not difficult.
有一个弟兄，他住在一个没有教会的地方。
There's a brother who lived in a place with no church at that point in time.
他见证说，带领人信主不是很困难的。
But he testified that bringing people to believe was not difficult.
为什么会这样？
Why? Why did he feel this way?
就是因为他们有一段时间为着带慕道者，大家进食祷告。
Because at a period of time when they were trying to bring truth seekers, they all fasted and prayed.
那进食祷告以后啊，神就动工了。
And after fasting prayer, God worked.
那他就感觉到以前很难带的慕道者，忽然间变成很好带，也想要洗礼。
And he found that the truth seekers he originally preached to that was difficult to move, he found that they were easy to bring, and they were willing to be baptized.
所以当我们爱教会
，So when we love the church,
关心教会的圣工。
When we care about the holy work of the church,
好像我们做了该做以后，圣工还是没有什么发展。
Even at times when we seem to do what we should do, but the holy work has not grown yet,
那怎么办？
What do we do?
很可能是我们在做工，但是神没有在做工。
It's possible that yes, we are working, but God is not working.
那其中有一个很重要因素，就是我们的祷告需要更加的加强。
And so this may indicate that we need to pray more.
那这个。神的圣工兴旺起来
，and so to revive the work of God，
我们的喜乐就会增加。
And once the work of God is revived， we will experience joy。
所以这个服事的喜乐从爱开始。
So the joy of serving actually first comes from love。
有爱就会关心。
With love， we will care。
接下去就是祷告。
And then after that， it's prayer。
求神带领祝福。
We ask God to guide and to bless.
啊，所以有时候我们听到有的教会哈，在灵恩布道会前两个月。
So sometimes we hear that some churches 2 months before spiritual convocation.
每个礼拜天啊，早上就在教会有祷告会。
Every Sunday, before the spiritual convocation, they would have a morning prayer session.
啊，然后啊，鼓励信徒啊，两个月以前哦，自己自愿的哈。看一个礼拜要禁食一餐或者两餐或者每天禁食为教会祷告。
And they encourage members, if they're willing to fast once, twice, or maybe every day, for the spiritual convocation.
我发现这个教会真的有在这样做的。
And we find that the churches that do, follow this.
宣道工作都做得很好。
We see that, the evangelism is powerful.
所以祷告是推动整个教会的动力。
So prayer is the one that helps push the work of the church.
如果那个祷告带起来，就有一股力量啊，来推动圣工。
If there is prayer, then there is power moving the church.
那圣工都发展，我们就觉得很喜乐。
And then once a holy work is flourishing, we will receive joy.
好，那我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
啊，我所祷告的就是你们的爱心在知识和见识上多而又多。
9. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
第十节。
Verse 10.
使你们能够分别是非，做诚实无过人，直到耶稣基督的日子。
That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ.
他前面保罗在提到他的祷告。
So before, Paul was mentioning his prayer.
为他们祈求。
He prays for the church at Philippi.
那接下去保罗的祷告就是要让他们成熟。
And then the prayer that he mentions is to, he prays that the church may mature.
因为我们一个慕道朋友到教会来哦。
Because when the true seekers come to the church,
要带领到他自己可以放心哦，好像小孩子长大了。
We need to guide the true seekers until they can walk by themselves, just like as a parent takes care of a child.
最少要两年。
At the very least, we need to guide the true seekers or new believers for 2 years.
那怎么让慕道者能够或者初信能够成熟？
So how do we help the true seekers or new believers mature then?
这里保罗祷告就是让他们在爱心在知识上多而又多。
So we see that Paul prays that their love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
不只是爱心要增加。
So not only in love.
而且爱心带有知识跟见识。
But we see love with knowledge and discernment.
也就是说这个爱心在属灵的智慧上来带领。
And so we see that it's a love and so also spiritual wisdom.
那到最后这些受洗的信徒能够结满仁义的果子。
And so at the end, these believers may be filled with the fruits of righteousness.
也就是说生活上真的有成圣的表现。
Which is to say that we can see through their actions that they truly reflect.
受洗是称义。
And that their baptism is effective.
是称义 justified.
Justified.
对，但是要成圣这个需要努力。
But to be mature, this to be sanctified, this takes time.
保罗就不断为他们祷告，求他们灵性能够成长。
So Paul prays for the believers so that their spirituality may mature.
那也因为这样祷告，所以保罗才感觉到他们从得到福音那一天开始一直到写信为止，都是同心合意的。
And so we see that because Paul prays for them continually from the first day that he established a church to now, he finds that they have indeed grown.
所以有时候我们发现这个教会里面有的人很有心做圣工。
So we see that in church there are people who are willing to do the holy work.
但有时候会看法180度不一样。
But we see that some of these people may have different viewpoints on how to do.
就很难同心了。
And so we see that it's hard to unify these two different people.
所以保罗求神让他们能够有属灵的知识跟见识。
So Paul prays that the believers there may have the spiritual knowledge and wisdom.
能够看清楚神的旨意，那这样大家才可以同心来做圣工。
So that they may see the will of God, so that they can work together to do the holy work.
所以 我们要从服事当中得到喜乐，第一点就是要有基督的爱去关心教会的圣工。
So to gain joy in serving the Lord, we first have to have the love of Christ to care for the church.
那一个很重要关心的方法就是为着圣工来代祷。
And one of the most important ways to care for this church is to pray for it.
那第二点。
Second,
服事的喜乐从哪里来？
Where else does the joy of serving God come from?
从第一章十二节到二十节，那到十八节。
From verse 12 to verse 18.
腓立比书第一章十二节开始。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 12.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。十三节。以致我受的捆锁，在狱营和全军其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故。第十四节。
14.
并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传讲神的道，无所惧怕。这里保罗在提到他本身的传福音受逼迫的经验。
Here, Paul talks about his own experience of being persecuted when he was preaching.
如果一般人传福音被抓到关到监牢里面很可能会埋怨。
For most ordinary people, if they are imprisoned for preaching, they may complain or they may churn.
埋怨什么？
Why are they complaining about?
我这么认真做圣工，为什么神没有看顾我平安？
They may wonder.I'm working for God, and so dutifully, why is it that God did not take care of me?
那神不看顾我，下次不做了。
And since God doesn't take care of me, why should I do it the next time?
很多人就开始打问号啊。
And so some people begin to have doubts.
但是保罗能够很清楚看到神让他下监的目的。
But Paul could clearly see the reason why God allowed him to be imprisoned.
那到底什么目的？
So what is the reason?
十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
就是好多的弟兄姊妹看到保罗传福音传到下到监牢里面，深受感动。
We see that the reason is most brethren who saw Paul being imprisoned grew more confident that they could preach.
保罗是一个使徒啊。
Paul was an apostle.
他在带领教会的圣工。
And he is leading the holy work.
如果带领教会圣工的人都为着神下到监牢，其他的人就很受感动，那我们也要做啊。
And so if the leader is imprisoned for working for God, then the members themselves will be moved.
所以这里说主里的弟兄因我受的捆锁就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，没有怕。
And so we see in verse 14, and most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
所以保罗用本身的投入，本身的受苦这样来带领教会的圣工。
So Paul used his own experience, his own sufferings to help lead the church.
那感动更多人更热心来投入教会的圣工。
And through his experience, he moves more and more people to become more confident to work for the church.
那这种的投入到底带给保罗什么？
And so what does this sacrifice bring to Paul then?
我们来看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
这一等传基督是以结党。并不诚实，意思要增加我的苦楚。十八节。
18.
这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开，为此我就欢喜，而且还要再欢喜。
17. But the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. 18. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice.
所以我们就看到保罗的喜乐。
So we see that Paul's joy.
就是看他自己受苦的结果带给教会复兴的兴旺，他就很喜乐。
We can see that through his suffering, the church grows, and so that brings him joy.
所以有时候我们常常把它两分法受苦就是不是快乐。
So sometimes we might divide it and say, when we suffer, that's not joy.
如果快乐就是没有受苦。
And we say that with a joy, there is no suffering.
但是属灵上不是这样。
But in spirit, this is not the case.
有时候我们肉体受苦，心灵非常喜乐。
For example, sometimes though we may have much physical suffering, we are still joyful.
那祷告是一个例子。
For example, prayer.
所以有时候我听一个同工讲，哇，这个 NYTS 很好。
Once I heard one of my coworkers say that NYTS is very good.
那好在哪里？
Where is it good?
能够祷告。
It is that they're given time to pray.
这样早早从晚早上加到晚上加起来祷告了好几个小时。
If we count the amount of time being we are praying in NYTS, it's many hours.
其实跪下来祷告是很辛苦的。
And if we think about it, kneeling down to pray for many hours is quite difficult.
但是当我很投入的去祷告，被圣灵充满的时候，你的心却是很轻松、很平安、很喜乐。
But if we are willing to pray and we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then we're filled with peace and joy.
所以有一些喜乐是要在苦当中才能够经验得到的。
So some joy is only experienced through physical suffering.
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let's look at the book of Acts.
第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
第五章的四十一节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 41.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因为配算是为这个名受辱的。
41. Acts chapter 5 verse 41. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
在四十节说，他们在公会被打，而且被吩咐不可以出去传福音。
We see in verse 40 that they were beaten and were commanded that they should not preach Jesus.
结果他们离开公会，心里很高兴。
But yet, after they departed, they were rejoicing.
哎呀，我能够为神受苦啊，被打，这是有福气的。
Because they were suffering for God, and so there's blessing in that.
所以有时候我们在看一些退休的人。
So sometimes when we see those people who are retired,
我发现有的人很热心做圣工。
We see that there are some that are quite fervent in doing the holy work.
但是很喜乐。
And though they work much, they're still very joyful.
所以有一个弟兄他退休以后。
So there's a brother who retired.
就去当义工了。
And so he.I went to do volunteer work.
那去当社会上义工就认识好多人。
And in society, he was volunteering and he met many people.
就带来教会慕道。
And he brought many of them as truth seekers.
他自己开车去把他带来。
He drove them to church.
那他这样过了一段时间以后，最少他大概有带三个人来受洗过。
And over time, he brought at least three to come and be baptized.
那每一次听他在讲，他在当义工，怎么带领人来得圣灵受洗，我都发现他非常的喜乐。
And when I find that whenever he talks about his volunteering to bring people to come to true seek, he's always very joyful.
那一种喜乐跟人说我退休以后我去坐游轮了，我去哪里玩，我去拉斯维加斯怎么样，不一样。
And we see that this joy is very different from the other people's retirement plans where they go to enjoy their life through vacationing, either in other places such as Las Vegas.
这个是生活过得很有价值，很有意义的一种内心的满足。
Because we see that his joy comes from a life that is valuable.
这个才是我们要追求的。
And so this is what we should obtain.
所以保罗在服侍当中从什么得到喜乐呢？
So we can see what Paul gains joy from after serving for Christ.
就是从他本身的投入，然后看到福音成长。
Which is through his work, through his suffering, through his sacrifice, he can see the work of God flourishing.
我不晓得诸位有没有在庭院摘过菜。
I'm not sure if there are people out there who have picked vegetables.
你种这个番薯这个 tomato 或者种什么菜都可以。
If you plant any type of vegetable, yams, tomatoes.
你种下去以后，过了几天开始发芽。
After a few days, you'll see that the seed starts to germinate.
那再过了一段时间。
And then after some more time.
它开始开花。
Then they bloom.
那再过一段时间，它就结果子了。
And then you see the vegetables appear.
那你就把那个瓜摘进来，在家里面炒来吃。
And then you pick the vegetables and then you cook it.
非常有意义。
And then you find that it's quite meaningful.
因为这是你自己栽的。
Because it's your the fruits of your own labor.
所以当我们在做圣工服侍神。
So when we're doing holy work, serving God.
我们在看到我们做工的蒙神祝福，有那个果效发生。
And we see that the work is blessed by God, and there's a much flourishing of the work.
我们看到一个人在慕道这样一直在进步。
And when we see that the truth seekers continually improve on their journey of faith.
栽在地上的一个水果这样啊，渐渐在成长，一个蔬菜。
It's just like planting a seed and watching that seed continually grow.
这个本身呢，就是一种满足。
And so this is a type of a satisfaction for us. And so this satisfaction will bring joy for us.
这是保罗本身的体验。
And so this is the personal experience of Paul.
就是他的投入，因为他的投入啊，是很多人受到鼓励，一起来做圣工。
And so because of his sacrifice, because of Paul's work, we see that many people were moved to work. And so for these days, we also need to work in the same manner. So what is the third joy then in serving? From verse 21 to verse 30.
这个二十一节到三十节啊，服事的喜乐，就是服事带有盼望。
The joy in serving from verse 21 to verse 30 is that we have a hope.
啊，我们看二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
啊，大家都很怕死。
Everyone fears death.
所以死是人生最大的 loss, 最大的损失。
And death is the greatest loss that man can have.
你什么有的全部都没有了。
Because it doesn't matter what you gain. After you die, it's all lost.
一生劳苦的果效全部都没有了。
All that you have labored for, it's gone.
所以所罗门为什么会觉得人生是虚空的。
And so this is why Solomon thought that life was in vain.
因为他一生努力要抓住的，到死那一天全部都放走。
Because everything he labored for, everything he tried to grasp on the day of his death, he would have to give it all up.
所以大部分人都很怕死。
So many people fear death.
但是在这里，保罗说，我死的就有益处。
But here, Paul says that there's purpose to dying. Or there is a benefit to dying.
这个就很不同的对人生的一个看法。
And so this is a different way to look at human life.
我死了就有益处。
That there is a benefit to die.
如果今天我们所有的人，请问，如果你今天死，到底带给什么益处？
And let me ask you then, if each one of you were to die today, what benefit would this bring?
大部分人都讲不出来。
Most people would not be able to answer anything.
这个答案只有在信仰里面才能够回答。
But this answer can only be brought up through faith.
因为只有信仰能够把人生的益处延续到死以后。
Because only through faith can we understand the purpose of life.
那到底死以后有什么益处？
So what is the benefit that we gain after dying?
我们看下面一节二十二节。
Let's look at verse 22.
我在肉身活着，若成就功夫的果子，我就不知道要挑什么。二十五节。
Skip to verse 25.
我正在两二十三，对不起。
Sorry, verse 23.
我正在两难之间，情愿离开基督与世同在，因为这是好的无比的。
Verse 22, but if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor, yet what I shall choose I cannot tell. 23, for I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. 24,
然而我在肉身活着为你们更是要紧。25节。
25,
我既然这样生气，就知道仍要住在世间，与你们众人同住，使你们又长进又喜乐。
24, nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. 25, and being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith.
我们发现保罗在死亡的边缘他说我在两难之间。
So we see that Paul is debating between living and dying.
就是我到底死好还是活好，这个很难选择。
Because he finds it very difficult to choose whether to live on or to just die.
那为什么会在这个两难之间？
And so why is he struggling between the two decisions?
他说，我如果现在离开世界，
Because he says, if I were to leave this earth now,
我就能够与主耶稣同在。
Then he says that I will be with Christ,
就是在天国。
And that is to be in heaven.
就是要接受主耶稣的奖赏。
And which is to receive the reward given to him by Jesus.
这个就是服事的果效。
And this is the labor of our work.
就是地上的服事将来要换得天上的荣耀。
Which is the holy work that we do will be exchanged for the glory given in heaven.
因为到天国就是算账。
Because when we go to heaven, our accounts will be settled.
所以人如果做一个过一个服事的生活，你发现人生是充满着盼望。
So if we live a life of servitude, we'll find that that person lives a life filled with hope.
死就是到天国算账来得到奖赏。
Because when they die, they will go settle their accounts with God, and they will be rewarded.
哦，那你就很喜乐了。
And of course, they will gain much joy.
我不但不怕死，如果今天神觉得说我要离开世间，我很高兴，我要去见天父。
And so they don't fear death, and rather they look forward to it because they will be rewarded.
但是如果我们没有服事神
，But if we don't serve God,
哦，我们看主耶稣讲一个得五千，一个得两千，一个得一千的比喻。
Then we see, if we look at the parable where there's a master that gives his servants the 5,000, 2,000, and 1,000 talents.
得五千的，他有盼望，要得到天国的赏赐。
The servant who was given 5,000 talents, he had a hope that he would be given a reward.
得两千的，也有盼望，他也要到天国得赏赐。
Though the servant that received 2,000 talents and earned back 2,000 talents also had hope that he would receive a reward.
得一千的就没有盼望了。
But the one that received the 1,000 talents, he would have no hope of receiving a reward. Not because he was given little to work with.
你看那个得五千的跟得两千的，他被主耶稣的称赞完全一样。
You'll see that the praise that the master gives to the servant that earned 5,000, the servant that earned 2,000 talents, the praise is exactly the same for the two servants.
多给谁就像谁，向谁多要。
Because to those who is given much, much is required.
那这个得一千的就没有盼望了。
But the one that's given 1,000 talents, he had no hope.
为什么？
Why?
因为他没有服事。
Because he did not serve.
没有服事就没有盼望。
He did not work, and so there's no hope for him.
所以不是说我们活到年纪大了，死了自然就上天国领奖赏，不是这样的。
So it's not to say that we just live a long life, and after we die, we go to heaven and receive our reward. No.
要服事。
Rather, we have to serve.
我们将来到天国才能够领奖赏。
And only after doing so will we receive the reward in heaven.
所以保罗过一个服事的生活。
So Paul lived a life of servitude.
他就发现人生很有盼望，随时死都没有关系，到天国去。
So he found that his life was full of hope, that he didn't need to worry about when he would die.
啊，领受奖赏。
And when he died, he knew he would receive the reward from God.
那如果不死呢？
And so what if he doesn't die?
要关到监牢，如果不死呢?
What if he's just imprisoned?
如果要选择，我活着也不错。
He finds that living is not bad either.
为什么?
Why?
二十四节。
Let's look at verse 24.
我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧。
24, nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you.
就是我活着对腓立比教会很有帮助了。
Which is to say that Paul living would continue to help the church in Philippi.
我们知道，圣经里面讲多加一世的时候 ，Dorcas.
When the Bible talks about Dorcas.
多加离世的时候，好多的妇人围着多加在哭。
When Dorcas died, many people mourned her death.
因为多加活着。确实对这些妇人有帮助。
Because when Dorcas was living, she helped those around her.
所以大家就拿多加的里衣外衣在哭啊，这么有爱心的人，这个离开我们真的是我们的损失。
And so many people were mourning her death because they were holding her clothes that Dorcas had made out of love for them.
那如果多加他没有做什么
？But if Dorcas had not done anything for these people,
他离世了，大家也没有感觉。
When she died, no one would really care.
所以这里说，我活着为你们是更要紧。
So we see here that Paul says, nevertheless, to remain in flesh is more needful for you.
有什么要紧呢？
So what is the needful part?
25节。
Verse 25.
就知道你们仍要住在世间，与你们众人同住，在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
25. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith.
就是他的存在，因为他有在服侍神，所以他的存在会帮助别人的信仰长进。
Because his existence, because he's serving God, will help others improve their faith.
所以他觉得活着也很有盼望。
And so he finds that living, there's much hope in that too.
活着也很有意义。
And there's much meaning to living.
活着也很有价值。
So there's value in living.
这个就是为什么我们需要服侍。
And so this is why we need to serve.
服侍不但是死了有盼望，活着也很有价值。
Because not only if we serve, will we is there value after death, but there's also value in our life.
所以有一天离世，如果很多人觉得我们的离世是一种损，对他们来讲是一种损失，那我们的人生的方向是正确的。
So if we die and others find that our death is a loss to them, then we find that this is the correct direction.
但是当然那一天我们已经离开了。
But of course, on that day, we would have died.
但是有一天，如果我们离世，别人没有感觉，你这个人活着跟死的一样。
But if we die, and so others don't really care about our passing.
这个表示我们现在活着的方向有问题。
This indicates that the direction of our life probably is a wrong direction.
还需要再调整。
And so that we need to correct our direction.
所以腓立比书第一章在提到服事带给我们什么喜乐呢？
So Philippians talks about the joys that serving for God will bring us.
一个就是关心圣工。
The first is that we need to care for the church.
当我们用心下去带祷，你就发现圣工兴旺就是我们的满足。
When we pray for the church and we see the church flourishing, we will find that we will gain much joy from this.
第二个，
Secondly,
本身要投入。
We need to sacrifice.
如果我们发现我们的投入真的感动更多人也一起来投入圣工发展，这个就是我们的喜乐。
If we find that we sacrifice and all our work encourages others to work and as well, and that the church flourishes, then we will find joy in this as well.
第三个，我们的盼望。
Third, we have a hope.
如果我们很认真在服侍神。
If we are dutifully serving God.
使今天来到也是很喜乐的。
Then dying today is a joyful thing for us.
因为那是与神同在。
Because that means we will return and be with God.
你看斯提凡服侍神到最后怎么死的？
Look at Stephen. How did he die after he served God?
他是被石头打死的。
He was stoned to death.
但斯提凡有没有后悔？
But was Stephen regretful?
你想想看，他要断气的时候。
Think about it. When he was saying his, on his last breath.
天开了。
Heaven opened.
主耶稣站在神的右边，在等他回去。
Jesus was standing on the right hand side of God, waiting for him.
这种服事是充满着盼望。
And so this servitude is filled with hope for Stephen.
所以死也值得感谢神。
And so his death, we see that he thanked God.
所以人生实在是不长。
And so, yes, it's true that life is not long.
我们要用神给我们的每一分钟，神给我们的每一个恩赐，一个力量。
So we need to utilize every second, every strength, every gift we are given by God to serve Him. And then we will find that our life will be joyful.
非常满足，非常有意义。
And then we will find that our life is filled with joy and meaning.
我们唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
496.
Please sing hymn number 496. Please be seated. So now we will offer our concluding prayer. And so in spiritual convocation, we're trying to improve our spirituality. Elijah, when he was at his weakest spiritual point, he begged for death. But how did God continue to build up his faith? He gave Elijah some bread and water and told him to eat and drink. And after the second time, Elijah gained strength. So the word of God, we have to, it must be refined. It is spirit and it is life. So we need to receive the word of God.
圣灵就是活水。
And the Holy Spirit is the living water.
So
we need to pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit. So in our concluding prayer, we'll pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit. So that we may once again regain our strength. So if you are praying for the Holy Spirit, wish to have hands laid upon you, please come forward. Let's all kneel down and pray.